Good afternoon. Actually, so as you know, we had a new crisis meeting on the Southern Sudan with a video conference by Mrs. Hilda Johnson, the SRSG, and the force commander. And she has made a presentation of the situation in Southern Sudan, and which is a very, very dire situation. There are still a lot of fighting, and fighting around Bor, for instance, where on the UN basis there are 12,000 IDPs, fighting in the city of Malakal between government forces and opposition forces, while there are 22,000 IDPs on the UN basis, and in Bentiu, actually, where the oil production has ceased, the government forces are positioned to retake the city. And so right now, I should say, there are 70,000 IDPs on 13 bases of the UNMISS, 70,000, and in all the country, there should be 180,000 IDPs. The situation of the human rights is also pretty worrying. There are reports of torturing, killing, disappearance, and on ethnically targeted violence, actually. So the human rights sector or component of the mission has been upgraded, and investigations and reporting have been upgraded, so there could be accountability at the end of this tragedy. As for the reinforcement of the force, as you know, which has been decided by Resolution 2132, it's going on, and it could be done in a few weeks. And as you know, the origin of the forces will be the UNAMID, MINUSTA, UNMIL, and ONUC. And as for the MONUSCO, no decision has been taken of transferring a battalion. Police forces, yes, but not for the moment. No decision has been taken for a battalion. And also, as you know, the Secretary General has sent a letter to the Security Council to ask to be allowed to bring 500 soldiers more and attack helicopters under the ceiling of which has been approved by 2132. As you know, Resolution 2132 was saying that it should be done by intermission cooperation, but the Secretary General says that actually he can't do it only through intermission cooperation. So that's the reason he has asked us to be allowed to bring 500 supplementary soldiers, not from another mission, but it will be under the overall ceiling which has been approved by the Council. On the political side, I guess we are, the Council, of course, has expressed his support to the IGAD mediation, which is conducted by two envoys, an Ethiopian and a Kenyan. And there is, of course, and the UN on this side, Mrs. Hilda Johnson, is in contact at the highest level with both sides. President Kiir, of course, and Machar, also that she has had on the phone at two opportunities, and she has also met the detainees in Juba. So it's a situation which is really tragic. It's a situation. It's impossible to assess the number of casualties, but it's pretty high, really pretty high. You remember that the first day, the secretariat told us that they had a few hundred casualties the first day, so you may imagine now what it should be. Well, I think Hervé Latsous will answer to your questions, more technical questions. So I'm ready to answer to your question as President of the Security Council, of course.
What's the role of Uganda?
Uganda is supporting the government.
But they say that there's some troops, that they've deployed troops in Juba on the bridge.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
And so their threat to go after Machar in a day.
As you know, sure. There is a government, which is the government of Southern Sudan, which has the right to ask for another country to support its military efforts. We have to remember that we are not facing two parties. There is a legitimate government, which is the government of President Kiir, and there are the rebels. And in international law, the Security Council doesn't have any say into the fact that a legitimate government is trying to restore its authority on its territory.
Mr. Ambassador, Mr. President, the Secretary General's spokesperson just said that you might have better information on the timing of all of the reinforcements of the peacekeepers coming.
Yeah, I think Hervé will. Has a very good information, has given the information, so I think he will tell you.
Okay, but on a general overview front, yeah. Do you believe that they will be there in enough time to prevent what seems to be slaughters?
Again, Hervé told us that it's not that easy to transfer forces and contingents, because first you have to have to get the approval from the TCC, because when a country has sent a battalion to Darfur, it's not to Southern Sudan. So the government has to give its authorization, and there is also the logistical aspect. But I was struck by the fact that the delays given by Hervé were, I guess, in these circumstances, pretty short. It was in terms of 1, 2, or 3 weeks. Yes.
Monsieur l'ambassadeur, en français, s'il vous plaît. Oui. Est-ce que si ça prend trop de temps de déplacer les peacekeepers de mission en mission pour les envoyer au Sud-Soudan, est-ce que la France peut prévoir éventuellement d'envoyer plus de militaires?
Où ça, au Soudan? Nous n'en avons pas. Nous n'en avons pas. Voilà.
Je confonds avec. Yes.
Hi, Mr. Ambassador. Do you have any more information on the armed groups that were spotted at the last statement from peacekeeping 15 kilometers north of Bor? Is there any indication that they're dispersing? Are they continuing their march? And again, are you confident that the peacekeepers can get to these bases in time if there is a big conflict, if there is a big confrontation between these two groups?
I think that the question about this group has been, what is called the White Army, but at least here we were told not to use this expression on the ground. Actually, it's one of the question marks. Actually, there are obviously around Bor, apparently there is this force of youths, of armed youths, but for the moment, nobody really knows where it's heading and what is its strength. So that's a question, but I think that an important question, but I think that also Hervé will be able to do it. Yes, I'm going to let Hervé, because he has the information that you need.
What is your sense of the impact of the attempts at diplomacy? So far, it seems that all sides are preferring military approaches.
Well, yes, the general impression, unfortunately, is that for the moment the two sides are determined, on the government side to restore as much as it can of its authority, as I have talked about retaking Bentiu for instance. But it's difficult, before going into a negotiation. Unfortunately, usually fighters are increasing their fighting to try to gain the upper hand afterwards for the negotiation. So it's difficult to know whether it's simply a sort of last round before going into a negotiation, or whether the two sides have decided to fight to the last ditch. But what we heard from the two sides is their availability for a negotiation, and it's what the Kenyan and the Ethiopian mediators will try to do it in the coming days. Yes, last question, and after that, Hervé.
Hi, I was wondering if there's concern that these armed groups, that Mr. Machar just simply doesn't have control over these armed youth groups, and how would that impact any attempt at negotiations? Are there parties to this conflict now that won't be even at the table?
No, that's of course one of the many questions which was raised. And apparently, Mr. Machar has affirmed to to Mrs. Hilda Johnson, answering to this question, has said that actually he's in control of these armed groups. Nevertheless, we could have a lot of doubts about it. It's obvious. Yes. Okay, thank you very much. And happy New Year.